current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to this week's segment of News Right Now, Sick and Twisted. Recent news shook the world when 3.5 million Epstein files were released to the public by the U.S. Department of Justice. The emails, FBI reports, images, and much more were finally revealed to the public. Names of today's most known and influential people were found within the emails, and their pictures were taken with the sex offender Jeffrey Epstein and his girlfriend slash partner in crime, Ghislaine Maxwell. The claims made within the files are darker than one could imagine. It showed how Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell would lure girls, young girls, some being 14 years old. They would break down their self-esteem and sexually abuse them, then using those same girls to lure and recruit other young girls to be trafficked. Files showed how Epstein would make sure and be clear that he wanted girls younger than 18 years old and would be disappointed if the girls would bring anyone 18 or older. Emails highlight how Epstein had an island and world leaders, rulers, influencers, Hollywood stars, and others would quote-unquote let loose on the island that Epstein owned. A few of which were U.S. President Donald Trump, former U.S. President Bill Clinton, Elon Musk, Britain's Prince Andrew, Mountbatten, Windsor, Sarah Ferguson, Duchess of York, Bill Gates, and many other known individuals were mentioned within the Epstein files, with images showing many of them with Epstein drawing ties to the sex offender. These are the same people that create laws to quote-unquote protect the very victims they would recruit and abuse. They participated in the crimes against these women and children, trafficking and using these children for their own pleasure. These are the same ones that spoke of human rights, women's rights, and children's rights. These people are the ones who are in control of our affairs. They dictate the way we live at home, our healthcare, our education system, and even our economy. We live completely under their control because they placed a system where all of our affairs are to be up to them. The more we live within the system, dictated by the whims and desires of man, the more down this dark rabbit hole we will go, falling deeper and deeper into corruption and humiliation. Have we not seen enough to know it's time for change? It's time to cleanse this world of this fitna and purify it from its roots. It's time to establish the Khilafah, Caliphate, on the method of prophethood. This is the only way we can restore justice after this oppression. The system of the Khilafah will bring security and honor to all people, men, women, children, and the elderly. The system that is followed by the orders of the one who created us and the world we're living in, not to go along with the sick desires of man. Then, and only then, will the evil dictators face the justice we all wish to witness. Jazakum Allahu khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.